Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 34, Part 2. Lord Chaitanya Orders Civil Disobedience. Lord Chaitanya ordered all the citizens of Navadvip to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and in each and every home they began performing Sankirtan regularly. Haraye Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. All the devotees also sang this popular song along with the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Thus, when the Sankirtan movement started, no one in Navadvip could hear any sound other than the words Hari, Hari, and the beating of the mridanga and clashing of handbells. Hearing the resounding vibration of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the local Muslims, greatly angry, submitted a complaint to the Chand Qazi. Chand Qazi angrily came to one home in the evening, and when he saw kirtan going on, Chand Qazi broke a mridanga and spoke as follows. For so long you did not follow the regulative principles of the Hindu religion, but now you are following them with great enthusiasm. May I know by whose strength you are doing so? No one should perform Sankirtan on the streets of the city. Today I am excusing the offense and returning home. But the next time I see someone performing such Sankirtan, I shall certainly chastise that person by not only confiscating all of one's property, but also converting that person into a Muslim. And after saying this, the Qazi returned home, and the devotees, greatly shocked that they were forbidden to chant Hare Krishna, submitted their grief to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya then ordered, "Go now, perform Sankirtan, for today I shall kill all the Muslims." Returning home, all the citizens began performing Sankirtan, but because of the order of the Qazi, they were not carefree, but were always full of anxiety. Understanding the anxiety within the minds of the people, Lord Chaitanya called them together and then spoke as follows. In the evening, I shall perform Sankirtan in each and every town. Therefore, you should all decorate the city in the evening. Also, you should burn torchlights in every home. I shall give protection to everyone. Yes, let us see what kind of Qazi comes to stop our kirtan. And so in the evening, Lord Gaurasundara went out and formed three parties to perform kirtan. In the front party danced Thakur Haridas, and in the middle party danced Advaita Acharya with great jubilation. Lord Gaurasundara himself danced in the rear party, while Sri Nityananda Prabhu moved along with Lord Chaitanya's dancing. Following Lord Chaitanya's dancing, all the devotees reproduced the same sound that Lord Chaitanya was chanting. In this way, Lord Chaitanya proceeded, leading the entire party on the strand roads by the bank of the Ganges. When Lord Chaitanya came to his own ghat, or bathing place, Lord Chaitanya danced more and more. Then Lord Chaitanya proceeded to Madai's ghat. And in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord himself, who was also known as Vishvambara, danced all over the banks of the Ganges. Then Lord Chaitanya proceeded to Barakona ghat, then Nagariya ghat, and traveling through Ganganagara, reached Simuliya, a quarter at one end of the town. All these places surround Sridham Mayapur. And after reaching Simuliya, Lord Chaitanya proceeded towards the house of Chandkazi. Performing kirtan in this way, circumambulating through every nook and corner of the city, they finally reached the door of the Kazi. Murmuring in anger and making a roaring sound, the people, under the protection of Lord Chaitanya, became mad through such indulgence. The loud sound of the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra certainly made the Kazi very much afraid, and so he hid himself within his room. Hearing the people thus protesting, murmuring in great anger, the Kazi would still not come out of his home. So naturally, some of the people who were very much agitated began to retaliate the Kazi's actions by wrecking his house and flower garden. Thereafter, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached the Kazi's house, Lord Chaitanya sat down by the doorway and then sent some respectable persons to call for the Kazi. And when the Kazi came, with his head bowed down, Lord Chaitanya gave him proper respect and a seat. Srila Prabhupada comments on this section. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness now has its world center in Navadvip, Sridham, Mayapur. And the managers of this center should see to it that 24 hours a day there is chanting of the holy names of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, with the addition of the mantra Haraye Nama Krishna Vyadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana, because this song was a favorite of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. But all such sankirtan must be preceded by the chanting of the holy names of the five tattvas, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Srivasa Adigora Bhaktavrinda. So just as we are already accustomed to chant these two mantras, namely the Panchatattva Mahamantra and the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, so now, after these, the other two lines, namely Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana, should also be added, especially in Sridham Mayapur. The chanting of these six lines should go on so perfectly well that no one there hears any vibration other than the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, and that will make the center spiritually all perfect. It appears that from the aggression of Bhaktiyar Kaliji in Bengal until the time of Chandkazi, Hindus or the followers of the Vedic principles were greatly suppressed, like the Hindus in present-day Pakistan. Practically, no one could execute the Hindu religious principles freely. Chandkazi referred to this condition of Hindu society. Formerly, the Hindus had not been straightforward in executing their Hindu principles, but now they were freely chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Therefore, it must have been by the strength of someone else that they were now so daring. Actually, that was the fact. Although the members of the so-called Hindu society had followed the social customs and formulas, they had practically forgotten to execute their religious principles strictly. But with the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they actually began following the regulative principles according to Lord Chaitanya's order. And that order is still existing, and anywhere and everywhere, in all parts of the world, one can execute it. That order is to become a spiritual master under the direction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by following the regulative principles, chanting daily at least 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and preaching the cult of Krishna consciousness all over the world. So if we adhere to the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we shall get spiritual strength without a doubt, and we shall be free to preach this cult of the Hare Krishna movement and not be hampered by anyone. Orders stopping Sankirtan in the streets of the world's great cities have been imposed upon the members of the Hare Krishna movement. We have hundreds of centers all over the world, and we have been specifically persecuted in Australia. In most cities of the Western world, we have been arrested many times by the police, but we are nevertheless executing the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting on the streets of all the important cities such as New York, London, Chicago, Sydney, Melbourne, Paris, and Hamburg. So we must remember that such incidents took place in the past, 500 years ago, and the fact that they are still going on only indicates that our Sankirtan movement is actually authorized. For if Sankirtan were an insignificant material affair, demons would not object to it. The demons of the time tried to obstruct the Sankirtan movement started by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and similar demons are trying to obstruct the Sankirtan movement we are executing at present all over the world. And this proves that our Sankirtan movement is still pure and genuine, following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To convert a Hindu into a Muslim was an easy affair in those days. If a Muslim simply sprinkled water on the body of a Hindu, it was supposed that the Hindu had already become a Muslim. During the transition of the British in Bangladesh, during the last Hindu-Muslim riots, many Hindus were converted into Muslims by having cow's flesh forcibly pushed into their mouths. Hindu society was so rigid at the time of Lord Chaitanya that if a Hindu were converted into a Muslim, there was no chance of one's being reformed. And so in this way, the Muslim population in India increased. None of the Muslims came from outside. Social customs, somehow or other, forced Hindus to become Muslims with no chance of returning to Hindu society. Emperor Aurangzeb also inaugurated a tax which Hindus had to pay because of their being Hindus. Thus, all the poor Hindus of the lower class voluntarily became Muslims just to avoid the tax. In this way, the Muslim population in India increased. Chand Kazi threatened to convert the people into Muslims by the simple process of sprinkling water on their bodies. Gandhi is known for having started the movement of nonviolent civil disobedience in India. But about 500 years before him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his movement of nonviolent civil disobedience to the order of Chand Kazi. So it is not necessary to commit violence in order to stop the opposition from hindering our movement, for one can kill their demoniac behavior with reason and argument. Following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whenever there are obstacles, the Hare Krishna movement should kill the opposition with reason and argument, and thus stop their demoniac behavior. For if we became violent in every case, it would be difficult for us to manage our affairs. Therefore, we should follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, who disobeyed the order of Chand Kazi, but subdued him with reason and argument. At that time, Navadvip was composed of 9 small cities. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to perform kirtan in each of these neighboring towns. Lord Chaitanya thus ordered the city decorated for the function. Herein is a scheme for performing kirtan in a procession. During the time of Lord Chaitanya, one party was composed of 21 men, 4 people playing murdangas, 1 leading the chanting, and 16 others striking karatals, responding to the lead chanter. If many men join the Sankirtan movement, they may follow in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and form different parties according to the time and the number of men available. The Qazi had issued an order not to perform kirtan, congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. But when this was brought up to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya ordered civil disobedience to the Qazi's order. Lord Chaitanya and all of his devotees, naturally enthusiastic, although agitated, must have made a great noise with their loud cries. The Qazi's order not to perform Sankirtan could stand only as long as there was no civil disobedience. But under the leadership of the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the chanters, increasing in numbers, disobeyed the order of the Qazi. Thousands assembled together and formed parties, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and making a tumultuous sound of protest. Thus, the Qazi was very much afraid, as naturally one would be under such circumstances. In the present day also, people all over the world may join together in the Krishna consciousness movement and protest against the present degraded governments of the world's godless societies, which are based on all kinds of sinful activities. Srimad Bhagavatam states that in the age of Kali, thieves, rogues, and fourth-class people who have neither education nor culture capture the seats of governments simply to exploit the citizens. This is a symptom of Kali Yuga that has already appeared. People cannot feel secure about their lives and property, and yet the so-called governments continue, and government ministers get fat salaries, although they are unable to do anything good for society. So the only remedy for such conditions is to enhance the Sankirtan movement under the banner of Krishna consciousness and protest against the sinful activities of all the governments of the world. One should understand that the Krishna consciousness movement is not a sentimental religious movement. No, it is a movement for the reformation of all anomalies in human society. If people take to it seriously, discharging this duty scientifically, as ordered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the world will see peace and prosperity instead of being confused and hopeless under useless governments. There are always rogues and thieves in human society, and as soon as a weak government is unable to execute its duties, these rogues and thieves come out to do their business. Thus, the entire society becomes a hell unfit for gentlemen to live in. So there is an immediate need for a good government, a government by the people with Krishna consciousness. Unless the masses of people become Krishna conscious, they cannot be good men. The Krishna consciousness movement that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra still has its potency. Therefore, people should understand it seriously and scientifically and spread it all over the world. Some of the men in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's civil disobedience movement were agitated because they could not control their minds. But Lord Chaitanya himself was thoroughly peaceful, sober, and unagitated. Therefore, when the Qazi came down to see Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya offered the Qazi proper respect and a seat, because the Qazi was, after all, a respectable government officer. Thus, Lord Chaitanya taught us by his personal behavior. So in pushing on our Sankirtan movement of Krishna consciousness, we might have to face difficult days, but we should always follow in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and do the needful according to the time and circumstances.